Yuma Dav Beis. Still on Beis Amar Aleph, towards the bottom, just to refresh our memories here. We started with the Mishnah. The Mishnah says 7 days before Yom HaKippurim, they take the Kohen Gadol and seclude him into a room called the Lishkas Parhedrin. They would do this in order for him to prepare, get ready mentally, and get prepared with the proper knowledge for the Avodas Yom HaKippur and full of tasks that you're going to have to do on Yom Kippur. As well, everyone agrees that you would also have a replacement Kohen in case something would happen to the Kohen Gadol, namely he would become Pasul. Rashi says either he would see Keri and become Tameh or some other Tumah, and therefore he would not be able to come to the Beis HaMikdash. You would have this other Kohen who also would be ready to do the Aveda on Yom Kippur. Rabbi Yehuda was the opinion that you also separate and designate an additional wife for him, because V'chiber Ba'adu Vad Beisai, we know the Kohen Gadol who has to have a wife, at least it's preferable, and therefore they say have another wife just in case. And Chacham said, no, if you're going to start worrying about that, ain't the davar safe, there's no end. You worry about the second wife dying, the third wife dying, the fourth, and therefore obviously it's not something that you have to be concerned about. Let's just throw out an interesting shaila to the Shagas Aryeh asking the Sefer Gvura Sari. What happened if you have a Kohen and he was separated for 7 days before Yom Kippur, and now comes Yom Kippur, and Nebuch, what happened? His wife died. Now you have the other Kohen, who was not separated for 7 days beforehand, because the only prisha we do is to the actual Kohen Gadol, the Kohen on deck, you don't separate him for 7 days. So who do you choose? Do you choose the one who at least the second Kohen has a wife, but he didn't separate for the 7 days? The first Kohen, the Kohen Gadol, he separated for 7 days, but he doesn't have a wife. Which one is preferable? You see merit to both, obviously.
What's the purpose of him having to have a wife?
That's what the Torah says. He has to have a wife.
But I thought he would have had a backup wife.
That's according to Rabbi Yehuda. But according to the Chacham, you don't have the backup wife, so they're not worried about having a backup. But in the event, what happened if it happened?
I'll go with the long reliever.
You would go with the lead reliever.
I'll go with the long reliever.
Yeah. Why? Even though you didn't have the 7 days, okay? Could we have some svara? Any logic for that?
The probability is that he saw the awesome occasion that was going to happen, so he may have separated on his own.
You mean he may have just prepared for himself as well?
Maybe his wife was needed. He couldn't be separated anymore.
No, but in separation, he meant actually being secluded in the room, being prepared, and studying all the halakhas. Yeah, yeah. So listen to his logic. It's an interesting logic here. He says the person who didn't separate, it's true, he has an X against him. He didn't separate. There's something missing in that Kohen Gadol, if we were making the Kohen Gadol. He didn't separate for 7 days. But when he's actually performing the Avodah, there's nothing wrong with him. He's a person who's a Kohen with a wife, so as far as that's concerned, he's perfect. As opposed to the Kohen Gadol who did separate for the 7 days. But when it comes down to it, when he's actually doing the Avodah, he's missing his wife. So therefore, so I say, it would seem to him that in that case, you would choose the second Kohen, because at least at the time he's doing the Avodah, he has a wife. Then the Gemara started and said, you have a similar halacha by the Parah Adumah, the Kohen that will burn the cow, the Parah Adumah, after they slaughter it, after they shecht it, and Arzaisim, the Kohen who burns it, also separated for 7 days from his house. And we saw that Gemara. We're now starting her from Munna Aminah Nemili. It's about 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, about 10 lines up from the bottom. Last three words on the line, Minohani Mili, from where do we know this halacha? That both before Yom Kippur you separate the Kohen Gadol, and before the burning of the Paraduma, you separate the Kohen who's going to do that. Omer Rabbi Yumi Bar Chilki, Omer Rabbi Chasya Bar Idi, Omer Rabbi Yochanan. So they said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Omakro. The Pasuk says, Ka'asher osa bayei mazeh, tshiva Hashem lasois lechaper aleichem. As they did on that day, so too Hashem commanded them to do in order to atone for them. Okay, let's move this over here. Now, no coincidences, of course, but in this week's parasha we have, Parasha Pekudei, we have the finalizing of the building of the Mishkan. What day was the Mishkan finally put up? When was it erected for good to stay until they travel and dismantle it? But when was it finalized? What day? So we read at the end of the parasha. Vayehi, it's Shishi, in the end of the parasha. Vayehi b'chodesh harishu mashona hashenis, the second year when they went out of Mitzrayim, b'chodesh harishu, the first month. The first month, the first day of that month, b'echel ha'chodesh hukom ha'mishkan. So the Mishkan was inaugurated for good, when the Kehanim would then serve, when? On the first day of Nisan of the second year. Moshe Rabbeinu came down on Yom Kippur, they started donating for the Mishkan. They built it. It actually was finished when? Which month? Kislev. Medrash tells us Hashem wanted to wait for the inauguration until Nisan. It's the month that Yitzchak was brought as a korban. 7 days prior to that, 7 days before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, namely Chav Gimel Adar, the 23rd day of Adar, there were 7 days where Moshe Rabbeinu himself was the Kohen Gadol, and he would put up the Mishkan, and he would do all the avodah that had to be done in the Mishkan. The menorah, and the taking to the ashes, and the bringing the karbonis. 7 days, and all the Kohanim, Aaron and his sons, watched, and they took lessons of what has to be done. And then, on the eighth day, what parsha is that? Is the eighth day?
Shmini.
Vayhi bayam hashmini. What's bayam hashmini? See, we lose focus, because as we go through this, we get bumped off into learning about karbonis. Really, chronologically, after this parsha, vayhi b'chodesh harishu parsha b'kud, we learn that they put out the Mishkan. Right after they put out the Mishkan, right, they started. But right at the before this end of this parsha, 7 days before this happened, of what the parsha describes here, 7 days before that, we had the Shivas Yomim, the 7 days when Moshe Rabbeinu was going through all of the Avodah, and Aaron and his children were watching. We then actually follow with vayhi bayam hashmini. However, we take a break, and we learn parshas Vayikra, because that same day, Moshe Rabbeinu taught all the halachas of karbonis. Parshas Tzav, in 2 weeks' time, he teaches the kehanim all the halachas they have to know. And then at the end of Parshas Tzav, he says to them, right at the end of Parshas Tzav, the last three psukim, Kasher osa bayay mazeh, as you did on this day, namely, that you had 7 days of separation before you started your avodah in the Mishkan, Tziva Hashem la'aseis l'chaber aleichem. Hashem has commanded that you will continue such a practice, la'aseis, to do, l'chaper, to atone. And here we're going to use these two words to say that not only by the miluim, by the shivas yimei miluim, the 7 days where they inaugurated the Mishkan and Moshe Rabbeinu did it, and then finally culminating with the eighth day, but here this pasuk teaches you that as well, you're going to have to do this other times. What did you have to do? The next pasuk reads in the end of Parashas Tzav, U'pesach oil meyeh teishu yom v'layla shivas yomim. You have to remain for 7 days, separated, secluded for 7 days in the Mishkan to learn what to do. And then came the eighth day of the Miluim. And the pasuk here is telling us, aside for that days of those 7 days, there's going to be another time of 7 days of seclusion before the one day that you're going to serve. Okay? So we got the picture here. The end of our parasha really talks about it. We'll see it on the days Rashi quotes the pasuk in our parasha. But since they had 7 days beforehand to get ready for that eighth day, so we learn out the following. Again, Omer Rabbi Yechon, Omer Krola Pasuk says, Kasher osa b'yayim hazeh, as you did on this day, meaning that you had 7 days where you had to be secluded before the one day, Tziva Hashem la'aseis, Hashem commanded you, l'chaper aleichem. La'aseis, elu ma'ase para. From that word we learn, you have to also do this when you have another thing to do, namely the para aduma. When you're going to burn the para aduma, you're going to have a seclusion of 7 days before that. L'chaper, elu ma'ase yom ha'kippurim. L'chaper, that's going to tell us for yom ha'kippurim, which is obviously a day of kapara, it's a day of atonement. So, 2 extra days, or 2 extra times, we're going to have to separate the Kohen 7 days from his house. One before Yom HaKippurim, and the other before the Parah Aduma. Where do we learn it from? Yeah, well, that pasuk. What's that pasuk talking about? Just we have to keep the train of thought, otherwise we're going to lose it on Amud Beis. What mitzvah were we talking about at the end of Parashas Tzav? The Shivas Yimei Amiluim. Okay? And the Shivas Yimei Amiluim, okay, we'll keep that in mind. There's when Moshe Rabbeinu taught all the Kohanim what to do, and they inaugurated for 7 days before, and then it started on the eighth day. So we learn out from that pasuk for the Parah, for the bringing of the Parah, and for Yom Kippur.
I'm not sure whether it applies here. What happened to the concept of in the before and after the Parah?
Yeah, we're going to get to some of that now, but that's not relevant for this halacha, because it still says that you have 7 days before you're ready for the eighth day.
You were going through the whole thing. I'm not going to push this too much. Moshe was doing this.
So again, as you did this day, you'll have to do lases lechaper. Lases is ma'aseh parah, lechaper lemaaseh kippurim. Says the Gemara, how do you know it's referring to two different situations? Maybe it's only referring to one situation. So bishleim, I understand kule krab parah lemesukim. To say that the whole pasuk is just coming to teach me a halacha by the burning of the parah aduma lemesukim, that won't be able to be understood. Why? Because lechaper ksiv. It says lechaper. The Parah Aduma has nothing to do with Kapara, has nothing to do with forgiveness, has nothing to do with atonement, and therefore it can't be that it's only referring to the Parah Aduma. Okay? That's good? See, everybody's tired tonight. Everybody remembered the Rashi in the beginning of Parshas Chukas. Why do we bring a Parah Aduma, the Medrash says? Because of? For the Chet Egel, let the mother come, right? Tava ima, the mother has to come, this para, and clean up the mess that the Egel did, for the Chet Egel. So is it not a kapara of a Chet Egel? So Gemara says, para la bas kapari. Para duma has nothing to do with kapara. It has to do with just being matar people. So the Rishash answers simply, what it means is that its main function is to purify people who are tummy. People who are tummy mace, they got and came in contact with a dead body, you sprinkle the Parah Aduma on them. But other Achreinim say an interesting thing. It's only the first Parah Aduma that was an atonement for the Egel. But every subsequent Parah Aduma, there was only a total of 10 in history, 9 and one more that Mashiach will become, the other ones that were made had nothing to do with Kapara. The first Parah Aduma was indeed a Kapara for the Egel. But after that, it was just there to serve to make people tahar. You see that from this Gemara, so says the Pnei Yeshua and others. However,
tell me the whole time, from the time that the first part was born,
I don't know if they became part of, but they didn't become tummy from the Egel. Someone who was tummy was tummy all the time. Yeah, anyone who came out with a dead body was tummy the whole time. Yeah. But why can't you say that the whole pasuk is just coming to add that aside for the Shivas Yimei Amiluim that you need 7 days of separation, you need also Yom Kippurim 7 days of separation? But who says it's referring to the Parah Aduma at all? Says the Gemara, Army will say, you're right, we really have a different source to learn out that you need 7 days of separation for the Parah Aduma. Yalif Tziva Tziva. We know there's halachi, if you had a mesira from Rebbe to Talmud, which words in the Torah, which two words that you find in two different psukim, you'll have to connect the halacha that it says in one to another. Tziva tziva. Ksiv hach, it says here concerning the Shiva Sime Amiluim, Tziva Hashem Lasses. Hashem commanded you to do tziva. Uksiv hasem, it says by the Parah Aduma, Zoy Schukas HaTorah, this is the halacha of this Parah Aduma, Asher tziva Hashem Lamer. So Mala Alon Parah, just like by the by Para Aduma, it's referring to a Para. Afkan here too, by the Shivis Me'amiluam, we could say it's also alluding to Para. And Ma'akan Prisha, just like over here, by the Shivis Me'amiluam, you need to Prisha 7 days beforehand. The Kohanim had to separate themselves. Afla'ala and Prisha, so too, by the Para Aduma, we learn you have to separate yourselves as well. Says the Gemara like this, we turn down to Beis Amid Beis. The Ema, but why not say Tziva Tziva Diyam HaKippurim? So once you're using Gzer Shava Tziva Tziva, why learn out for the Pasig that says Lasais and Lachaper? Why not just use this Tziva Tziva? It says by the Shiva Simei Amiluim, it says Tziva, and it says by Yom HaKippurim. What does it say by Yom HaKippurim? Dichsiva Yas Kasha Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. Okay, where does it say this? Vayikra Tezayin, excellent. What parsha is that? Parsha Sacharemos. Parsha Sacharemos deals with the whole avoda of Yom HaKippurim. At the end of it, at the end of the whole parsha of Moshe Rabbeinu telling Aaron and his children exactly what they have to do, the pasuk ends off. V'hoisa zois lochem l'chukas oilam. This will be an eternal law for you. L'chaper al b'nei Yisrael, to be an atonement. Mikol chadoisam, from all of their sins. Achas bashona vayas, and Aaron did kasha tziva Hashem es Moshe. And the Rashi points out vayas, he did it. The Rashi is coming to show the praise of Aaron, even though he put on the special clothing for Yom Kippur, and he thought, oh, look how special I am. No, it's only kasha tziva Hashem es Moshe. He only did it as Moshe, as Hashem commanded Moshe to do. Okay. By the way, just to wake everybody up a little bit. Sorry, I think everybody's sleeping. It's time. All right. You notice Kasha Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. Just a trivia question. How many times does it say the phrase Kasha Tziva Hashem Es Moshe in this week's parsha? We'll take answers at 9 o'clock. But here, you'll think about it. But here, the pasuk is saying, and Aaron did Kasha Tziva Hashem Es Moshe. In other words, Rashi says that when it came then to Yom Kippur, when it came to Yom HaKippurim, Aaron did the halach. Aaron did all the halachas that Moshe Rabbeinu said. So the Gemara is asking here, so why don't you say, just like it says in that pasuk Tziva, and it says by the Shivas Me'amiluam Tziva, so maybe that's how we know that by Yom HaKippurim you need 7 days of separation. It says Tziva by Shivas Me'amiluam, it says Tziva by Yom HaKippurim. Why not say it's that? Now Gemara answers, Donin Tziva de Lefnei Asiya, Mitziva de Lefnei Asiya. We'd rather learn out from the word Tziva, which came before the actual telling of what to do, from a Tziva where also it says before the actual telling what to do. The aim Donin Tziva de La'achar Asiya, Mitziva de Lefnei Asiya. That pasuk we just read that says Tziva concerning Yom HaKippurim, when does it say that pasuk of Tziva? I said it said it at the end of the, everything. After he said everything, it says, oh, and Aaron did as Hashem commanded. So that Tziva came after the whole halacha was stated. But the Tziva by Para Aduma, first it says, and it tells us what to do. So too by the Miluim, it says, Kasha Tziva, and then it tells us what to do, that you have to have 7 days of separation. So if you want to connect the Tziva and Tziva, it would make sense to connect it to something that is similar to it. Says the Gemara Ve'ema, why not say Tziva ter Karbonis? In other words, I'll find you a place that says Tziva in the Torah that's referring to Karbonis. And therefore I would say, like this, every time a Kohen has to bring a Karbon, every time he's the one that's shechting the Karbon or bringing the Karbon on the Mizbeach, he has to separate for 7 days to get ready to bring that Karbon. Maybe that's what it's referring to. Now, Tosfos points out, doesn't mean to exclude Yom HaKippurim, which are also Karbonos. But Tosfos says, what I mean to say is, not only is it Yom HaKippurim, but maybe it's any Karbon. Referring to Rashi says a Karbon Tzibur. Any Karbon that comes as that's brought by a Kohen should have to have separation beforehand. Tziva, that it says by Shivas Me'amiluim, Tziva, that it says Bar Karbonos. Where does it say Tziva Bar Karbonos? Dichsev b'yoyim tzavoysoy es b'nei Yisrael. On the day that Moshe Rabbeinu commanded the Kohanim, this is in Parshas Tzav, as we said before, Parshas Tzav was Moshe Rabbeinu was telling all the halachas to the Kohanim exactly what they have to do. So maybe the fact that it says tzavoysoy over there and tziva by Shivas Yemei Miluim made me make that connection. Says the Gemara, done in tziva mitziva, we'd rather learn out the actual word of tziva from the actual word of tziva. They ain't done in tzavoysoy mitziva. That word is not exactly tziva by karbonis. What's the word? The word is tzavoysoy. Okay, tzavoysoy is not exact as tziva. Says the Gemara, what's to be?
Is it an ironclad rule that the Shabbos has to be the exact grammatical
use? Says the Gemara, no, it's not an ironclad rule. Well, my nafkamina, what's the big difference? V'hatana debe Rabbi Shmuel, we learned in a brisa. It says concerning the following halacha. Here's the background to these two psukim. There's a parsha of tsaras. A person can have tsaras on his body, can have tsaras on his clothing, and if could tsaras on his house. Says the Torah in Parshas Metzora, what happens when a person finds a discoloration in one of the stones of his house? So he comes to the Kohen takes a look and it says, yep, that is indeed a nega tzaras. Quarantine the house, everybody out, shut down the house for 7 days. The Pasuk says, v'shova Kohen, the Kohen will return after 7 days. And if he sees the tzaras is still there, what do you do? What he has to do is he has to carve out that stone. He has to chisel away all of the limestone, all of the cement that's there, and he has to put in a new stone and cover it up again with cement. And then it says he comes back a week later. Ubo HaKoyen. Uses a different word. V'shav HaKoyen, he returns. Ubo HaKoyen, the Kohen will come. But the Gemara says like this, what does he do after the 7 days? Zuhi Shiva, Zuhi Bia. We see just like it says he will return, and it says he will come, we equate the two. And as we learned, just after the first week, what he does is he takes out those stones, clears away all the mortar, and replaces it, so too he does after the second week. It's only after a third time, then he says, indeed, you have to smash the house down. But you see, we learned, Shav, Uba, it's not the exact same word. So you see, Siva and Tzavoysoy, certainly you should be able to connect, to learn out, to Karbonos from Shivis Yimei Amiluim. That's the Gemara's Kasha. Says the Gemara, Hani Mili Heche Deleke Dedomile. Indeed, you can make a Xerishava, you can have a limit from one to another, when you have nothing else that's better compared to it. Aval Heche Deike Dedomile, but when you have something that is more connected, more like it, Mididomile Yafina, and you learn it out from something that is more similar to it. So therefore, if you have a choice, Tziva to Tziva, or Tziva to Tzavoysoy, I'm going to stick with Tziva and Tziva, and not Tziva mit Tzavoysoy. Okay. So therefore, that's how we learn out. We learn out from the Paraduma. At this point, we're learning out from a Gzereshave of Tziva Tziva. So we learn out Yom HaKippurim from Shiva Simei Amiluim. It says Lechaper. And the way we learn out from Paraduma that you have to have 7 days of separation is from Tziva Tziva. So now we talk about this case. Yeah.
For Yom Kippur, the Torah specific that the coin, the loan has to be separate for 7 days.
No. We only learn out from an extra word, lichaper. It says by Shiva Simi Amiluam lichaper. So we say, we have also another time, you have 7 days of separation. When is that? A time of lichaper, which is what? Yom HaKippurim.
So that's the word that came to teach us,
that's the extra word in the pasuk that we learned before. Now, for Paraduma, we learn Gzeir Shava. Because you have a word by Paraduma, Tziva, you have another word by Shiva Simi Amiluam, Tziva, so we know also you have to have a separation.
Because people didn't believe in the Rabbanim, then they didn't hold by this anyway, because it doesn't say so specifically in the Torah.
That's for sure true, yeah. For sure true. They didn't have any halach of having separate before Yom HaKippur.
Right, so that was a big deal, that's been chaos.
The fact that the Sadukim didn't do it?
Yeah. I mean, they're my bottom, the Sanhedrin is screaming at him, he's not doing it, and nothing's going on.
Yeah, that they didn't separate. When they were, yeah. We'll get to the Gemara later, but deals with that. Now the Gemara continues back to the other drasha. Lichaper, Elu Meisei Yom HaKippurim. When it says lechaper in the pasuk concerning the shvivas yimei amiluim, we learn out that also ma'aseh b'kiburim by Yom Kippur also you have to have a separation of 7 days. Ve'emer kapar de karbonis. Who says when it says lechaper, it's referring to the big kapara Yom Kippur? Maybe it's referring to every time you bring a carbon that comes for kapara. Maybe you also have to have a separation for 7 days. It means every time a kohen is going to be the one bringing this carbon, he had to separate for 7 days. Maybe you'll ask mi yadinon hai kohen misrami to boile prisha. You'll say like this: how should I know which kohen? Right? How do I know which kohen is going to be the one bringing the carbon?
There's a rotation.
There's 24 mishmaris, 24 shifts of kohanim, and in within that that shift of all those kohanim that serve 1 week a year, twice annually, there are base avs separated into smaller groups. But who knows who's going to bring a carbon? Maybe the kohanim are going to be doing something else. Who said they're bringing a carbon? So the Gemara says, "Miyadin and Hai Kohen Misrami." How do you know which kohen is going to come out? The Boilei Prisha. So the Gemara asks, "Why not, Amri Alom Aloy? Why not? Why can't you have this? Niboilei Prisha Lekule Mishmeres Base Av. Take the whole group that's serving that week. The whole group that's serving." Not only that week, but that day. The Mishmar is for a week, and each base Av and the Mishmar got 1 day. So fine, we tell these people, okay, your base Av, your group, are serving on Tuesday. Fine, so 1 week before, the Tuesday before, 7 days prior, let them separate themselves, and they'll be ready to bring the carbon. And if they have a carbon to bring, someone has to bring a carbon yachid. A person comes to the base Hamikdash and says, okay, I want to bring a carbon, do you have a kohen for me? Here's the kohen, and he, this last 7 days was separated. Why not say that?
This separation of 7 days only for korban tzibur, not for special.
So the Gemara first had korban tzibur. Now the Gemara is asking, maybe even for korban yachid. Maybe even carbon yachid.
Too many.
Huh?
Too many korbanos for kapara. Everybody makes a sin.
No, whoever's coming comes, and then whichever kohen. Not all busy all the time.
All of them have to be.
So that was the Gemara's kasha. We don't know which kohen is going to be. Right? So the Gemara says, good. So separate that whole family, that whole base av. Separate for the day before, the week before they're going to work. So the Gemara answers you right. The reason why we don't learn that is as follows: Dunin dover shekavua leizman, mi dover shekavua leizman. We're going to learn something that it had a set time. Yom Kippurim has a set time. Shivas Yimei Amilom was a set time. So we'd rather compare that to that as opposed to lafuke karbonos the chol yom isnu. A carbon yachid any day could bring a person. He did a sin. He has to bring a carbon chatos. He has to bring a carbon asham, right? So for those kaparas that he has to bring could be any day during the year. So therefore we can't learn out that the Torah meant by the Shivas Yimei Amilom, that extra word in the Torah meant to include all karbonos that the kohanim who may do it have to separate. Because why? That's not similar to the Shivas Yimei Amilom. Shivas Yimei Amilom is a set time. Yom Kippurim is a set time.
Shivas Yimei Amilom was one time when they...
Correct. It's a good point. We'll see it in a moment. One second. So the Gemara says, okay, you want someone with a set time? So maybe the karbonis that you bring during the Shalosh Regalim, Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkis, maybe those kohanim that will serve during those days should have to have separation for 7 days beforehand. So the Gemara says on that, Donin Dover Shanoi Pam Achas Bashana. We want to try to connect something that's only applicable one time a year, which is Yom Kippurim, Midover Hanoi Pam Achas Bashana, something also that is only once a year, which is the Shivas Yimei Hamiluam. Now, even though the Shivas Yimei Hamiluam not only is one time a year, but it was only one time in history, right? The 7 days that Moshe Rabbeinu taught them, and they were separated for 7 days until the Yom HaShmini, was one time in history. But Rashi, you see what Rashi says, he means to say that time that it was only once a year. So therefore we can understand if the Torah wants to include another time of separation, it's going to include a time of separation which happens only one fixed time during the year, which is Yom HaKippurim. Says the Gemara, La'afuke regalim d'lapa machas b'shanen inu, as opposed to the Yomim Tovim, which they come up more times, obviously, than once a year. So the Gemara says, Ve'ema regal echad. Say, maybe it refers to one of the Yomim Tovim. And as, again, we have a pasuk that says, as they commanded, Kasha Tziva Hashem B'yom Hazeh, as we command on that day, you need a 7 day of separation. Tziva Hashem La'aseis L'chaper. We understand from that we're trying to add on other days we need separation. So the Gemara is saying, good. So maybe the another day of separation is one of the Yom Tovim during the year. But who says it's Yom HaKippurim? Maybe it's a different Yom Tov. Maybe it's a regal, one of the Yom Tovim. It can't be all of them, because why? Because we're looking for something that comes once. But pick one of them. So you may say, which one should we pick? We want to know. You say, we say it's Yom HaKippurim. We say maybe not. Maybe it's one of the Yomim Tovim.
All the Yomim Tovim, there is no kapara.
No. So there are certain karbonos on every Yom Tov that come as kapara. Yes.
Korban Chagiga is a kapara?
No, not a Korban Chagiga. No, but there's karbonos that come, certain seirim that come that are mechaper on people who were tamei and came into the Beis Hamikdash. Yeah, they ask a question, why not Rosh Chodesh? It's a good question. They're acronym, but why not Rosh Chodesh? So the Gemara says like this, V'eimer regal echad, say it's referring to one Yom Tov, V'chi teimer, you'll ask, Lo yadin and hay minayu. You don't know which one it should be. You don't know which one to pick. So listen to, you want to know which Yom Tov to pick as sort of your favorite Yom Tov? Okay? Or if, let's say, there's a... It's a child like this. Let's say someone is in prison. Remember, someone's in captivity. And someone pays money and he says, I want to pay if he gets sort of 1 day off free. Or he gets 1 week off free from jail. And he says, I want to give this money for him as pidyon shvuyim. They'll allow him to leave the jail for a week. He says, but I want it to be done for the most important Yom Tov. So which one would you pick? So look, the Gemara says, if we'd have to pick one Yom Tov that we're including, I would say like this, Hai minayu, you don't know which ones? I'll say either Chag HaMatzos, either it's Pesach. Why? Hoyelu Pesach Bo Yakotz of Tchila. Every time we talk about the Yom Tovim, what's the first one we talk about? Pesach. So must be the Torah gave it more significance. Or I could say Chag HaSukkos, or I could say it's Sukkos. Why? Hoyelu Merubah Mitzvotzei, because that has a lot of mitzvahs associated with it. Rashi says you have Sukkah, Lulav, Arava, Nisach HaMayim. So on Sukkot you have an abundant amount of mitzvahs. So maybe that should be the Yom Tov that we're including. The Gemara says that too is no good. Why? Because how many days is Pesach? 7. How many days is Sukkot? 7 days. So you would be separating yourself for 7 days for 7 days. As opposed to what was the Shivas Yimei HaMiluim, separating 7 days for 1 day. Says the Gemara, Elo, Don in Prishas Shiva L'Yem Echad. We will learn a separation of 7 for 1. Be Prishas Shiva L'Yem Echad. V'ein Don in Prishas Shiva L'Shiva, be Prishas Shiva L'Yem Echad. Don't try to learn out 7 day separation for 7 days from a 7 day 1 day. Oh, what about Shavuos? Shavuos is 1 day. That the Gemara is going to ask later. Good. First, the Gemara asks a better question. Once we're dealing with Sukkot, Ve'im Shmini. Why not Shmini Atzeres? Shmini Atzeres is 1 day. So, 7 days before Shmini Atzeres, the Kohen has to separate himself, and then Shmini Atzeres will be that day. Correlates terrifically to Shavuos Yimei HaMiluim.
Separate on Sukkot?
Separate just means they'll be secluded and they'll know the halachas. The kohanim that are dealing with the
zman simcha
seilu
is separate.
Oh, you're talking about zman simcha. All right. So Gemara has a different teretz. And Gemara says, why not shmini? Ve'im shmini because the prishas shiva liyayim echad hu. It's 7 day separation for one. The Gemara says, don in dover she'ein kedusha lefanov, midover she'ein kedusha lefanov. we have to connect and make the parallel between something that the 7 days before that one day were regular days of Chol. They were not days of Kedusha. We have to learn out also days of not Kedusha beforehand. V'ein dan davish yesh Kedusha lefanov, midavish ain Kedusha lefanov. You can learn out the days before Shmini Atzeres. What are the days before Shmini Atzeres? Sukkis. And those days are already Kadosh. So therefore again, it's not really comparable, it's not equal to the Shvus Yimei Amiluim. We're not finished yet. V'lav kal v'chaymeru. Doesn't it make sense to be to learn, of course, like that? Hash to dovish ain kedusha lafan of boy prisha. Days that are not even holy. Yet you need 7 days beforehand for that one day. Dovish yesh kedusha lafan of. So days that have kedusha beforehand, like kol shekain. Certainly, it should be like that. You need 7 days of separation. Says the Gemara Amram Risharshia Loi. No, you're not going to learn like that. Why? Because Hazek Siv. Again, if you remember the pasuk was that we learned, it was Kasher Asa Bayayim Hazeh, as you did on this day, meaning the 7 days of separation before Shmini, before the Yom Hashmini, Bayayim Hashmini, so too Hashem commanded the last of the Chaper. So it has to be exact. It says Hazek Siv Kozeh. Rashi says Kozeh, it means it has to be, the separation has to be exactly equal to the case of Shiva Simei Amiluim. Rav Ashi says, I'll tell you a different reason why Shmini Atzeres is no good. Not because it has Kedusha beforehand, but for a different reason. Because mi ikar midi, could there be anything, the ikar regel loy bay prisha, that the main yomtif of that segment of the year, you don't have to separate. What's the main yomtif? Sukkis, you tell me you don't have to separate. Why? Because it's 7 for 7. Yet, tafel di day bay prisha, something that's only subordinate to it, something that's only secondary to it, you should need prisha? Can't be like that. Okay? So that's Rav Ashi's reason. The reason why you can't tell me it's Shmini Atzeres is because since Sukkot it can't be, so therefore it can't be Shmini Atzeres either. Now, Vafilu Loman Da Omar, even according to the one that says Shmini is a regular B'fnei Atzmayu, that actually Shmini Atzeres is its own Yom Tif. It's not really secondary to Sukkot, but rather it's its own Yom Tif. Hani Mili, that's only concerning the following six things. Le'inyin Pizer Kosher. Pizer is pious, that it has its own lottery of which kohen is going to serve. Zayin is zman, that means you say shechiyanu. Resh is regel, which we'll see what that means in a moment. Kuf is karbon, it has its own karbonis. And on Sukkis, you have many karbonis, you bring many bulls. And plus Rashi says you also have 2 rams and 14 sheep every time you bring a carbon on Sukkis. And Shmini Atzeres has 1 bull, 1 ram, and only 7 kvasim. That's because all the carbonis on Sukkis are good to go. They add up. You start with 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7. How many is that up to total?
70.
Mathematician here. 70. Keneged Umas Oilam. Shmini Atzeres is Keneged who? Keneged Klal Yisrael. So we have one small, just between us and Hashem, we have 1 ram and 1 par. And that's the shin. That's kuf. Shin is shir. That even though all the days of Sukkot, the song that the Levim sang had to do with bringing the proper matonei saniim, the tithes, and the base is bracha. It has its own bracha that they used to bench the king. Okay, but the Gemara says like this: even if you say Shmini is a regel b'fnei atzmai, that's only for those strict halachis. Avalinin tashlumin. But if you have to make up a tashlumin for a carbon, you didn't bring the carbon on the first day of Sukkot, Tashlum and Derishinu. You're allowed to bring still a carbon on Shmini Atzeres. So you see, indeed, it is linked in and connected to Sukkis. The Hatnan, because we learn, Mishaloi Chag, Beyamtif Harishin Shachag, another someone who did not bring his carbon Chagiga on the first day of Sukkis, Choygeg Vahoylech Kol Aregel Kulei, he could bring it any one of the days, Beyamtif Ha'achrin Shachag, and even on the last day, which is Shmini Atzeres. So the Ravashi says, you see that Shmini Atzeres is really just an added on to. It's annexed on to Sukkis. It's secondary to Sukkis. So therefore he says if Sukkis doesn't have a separation of 7 days, Shmini Atzeres can't have a separate of 7 days. Now, this point, this is a very an interesting halacha here that comes out.
Why the Gemara doesn't bring Rosh Hashanah?
The Gemara will bring Rosh Hashanah. But we could only do a certain amount of Gemara each week. We're going to get there. We'll get the Shavuos, we'll get the Rosh Hashanah. Good. Very good. However, it's a very interesting halacha. Very interesting halacha. It's very relevant. You'll have to remember this halacha because we're not going to have it for at least 6 months. The halacha is like this: Tof Reish Samach Ches. What do we say in Shemona Esrei when we have on Sukkis? Batitein lono Hashem Elokeinu bi'ava es yoim chag hasukos hazeh. What do we say on Shmini Atzeres? Depends if you Nusach Ashkenaz, Nusach Svard. Good. But before we discuss Nusach Ashkenaz, Nusach Svard, look at the Shulchan Aruch writes. Leil Shmini Yoyim Rebetvil V'atid Den Lono Es Yoyim Shmini Chag HaTzeres Hazeh. Okay, so we have a different phrase on Shmini Atzeres than Sukkis. Yeva Shmini Chag HaTzeres Hazeh. Says the Ramah, V'onu No. Our custom is she'ein oimrim chag b'shmini. We don't mention the word chag at all on Shmini Atzeres. Why? The loimatzinu b'shum makim shenikra chag. You don't find anywhere that Shmini Atzeres is called chag. It's called a yomtiv. Elo oimrim yoim Shmini Atzeres. You know anyone that keeps this halacha? No. Why not? Because the Taz, the Gra, the Bukharshar, they all ask many questions on the Rambah. What are you talking about? A Gemara in Erechin, a Gemara in Sukkah, a Gemara in Tainis, or called Shmini Atzeres a Chag. So we're baffled. We don't understand why the Rambah says it's not called the Chag. What should be the proper Nusuch? So here you have Machloikis, and here you see the difference between Nusuch Spar and Nusuch Ashkenaz. The Marshal says you should keep the word Shmini and the word Atzeres together. Why? Because in the Torah it's together. So therefore the Marshal says you should say Shmini Atzeres HaChag Hazeh. The Mechaber we just saw says Shmini Chag Atzeres Hazeh. So that's how we get this Machloikis, what Nusuch you say. Indeed, Nusuch Spar go with the Marshal. They say Shmini Atzeres HaChag Hazeh to keep the words together. Nusach Ashkenaz does Hashmini Chag Atzeres Hazeh, but everybody agrees that we say Chag. Question comes up like this. For 7 days, you've been saying, now comes Shmini Atzeres, and you're a little tired out from Yom Tov, and you come to Vatid Lon Hashem Elokeinu, and you say, Chag HaSukkos. Now, obviously, if you remember right away, you go back and you say, what happens if you finish the bracha already? Do you have to go back to the beginning of Shemona Esrei and start over again? Or you've been Yoitza? So there's a big machlokes in the Shari Tshuva over there in Tavrei Shamaches. He brings from the Birkei Yosef that some want to say, well, if you had in mind Sukkis, so you have a different holiday in mind. You had in mind Sukkis, not Shmini Atzeres. But Rav Shlomo Zalman says, from our Gemara, you have the perfect Raya. Evan is just saying right now, you have the perfect Raya. You're telling me that Shmini Atzeres is a tuffel of Sukkis. How could you go wrong if you said Chag HaSukkis? Good, it's not the Nusach that we have, we changed the Nusach. But certainly it's within this Chag, Chag HaSukkis. How could you not be Yaitse? And indeed, the Aruch HaShulchan passes like that, and Ramesh and Achuva passes like that as well. But based on this, because it's a tuffel, you indeed indeed would be Yaitza. The only question that I have is like this. If you, the Gemara says that even if you say Shmini Atzeres is different for these six things, but still it's connected with Sukkot. If you didn't bring the carbon on the first day of Sukkot, you could still bring it up to and through, including Shmini Atzeres. But what are the six things? Pizer Kosher. We said Pius, Davenu Lottery, Zion, Zman, you say Shechiano. What is Regel? So Rashi by us, at the fourth line, Gimel Amav, Rashi Regel Atzmai, She'ein Shem Chag Hasukkah Salav. According to Rashi, Shmini Atzeres is not Chag Hasukkah. So I saw indeed, Ramosha asked this Kasha. He says, first of all, according to this Rashi, it's not Chag HaSukkah, so you certainly should not be Yaitzei. Then he has another question, which says Sarachin, but he still seems to say you would be Yaitzei. He says, even if you learn like Rashi in Sukkot, in Misach the Sukkah, which Taisus quotes over here, Regel Asme just means that you don't sit in the Sukkah. It's its own regal, you don't sit in the Sukkah. But in terms of being connected to Sukkot, it's the same. But he has a different question. He says, if the Nusach that the Chachamim formulated on Shmini Atzeres was different than on Sukkot, so if you change, we know there's halacha. If kol ha-meshaneh mi-matbeah she-tovu chachamim bi-brachos, you're not yotzei. So he says, I don't understand, Sarachin, what's even the discussion over here? Right? You were meshaneh mi-matbeah she-tovu chachamim. It's very nice, even if you want to go with the svar that it's still part of Sukkot, it's secondary to Sukkot, so you want to say Chag HaSukkot is enough. But l'maisi, you were meshaneh from the nusach that was said. Okay, but this is the Rai that at least Rav Shlomo Zalman wants to bring based on the Gemara that says he Shmini is only really annexed on to Sukkot. So you come out like this. Where do we learn out? You have to have Prisha of Yom HaKippurim from the Shiva Simei HaMiluim. Where do you learn out from the Parah Aduma? We have a Gzeres Shav of Tziva Tziva. And Mitzvah Hashem, next week we'll see. I thought we would get to it over here because it was negeya to something that the Gemara mentioned before, but we'll talk about it. Gimel Amal Aleph, we'll see also a fascinating idea that the Vilna Gaon develops, and something that we always thought that the Kohen Gadol, Aaron HaKohen, was not allowed to do. We'll see, the Vilna Gaon says indeed they had a heter. Okay, we'll hold it over here.